I want to speak to you this morning on the subject, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And my text is taken from the final part of verse 1 in Psalm 91. The verse reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We can't be sure who wrote Psalm 91, and we cannot be certain as to when this psalm was written. But it was written in a time of trouble. The trouble that the psalm refers to was a time of sickness, a time when pestilence stalked the land. You will see in verse 3 that the pestilence is referred to. "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." It is mentioned again in verse 6, "Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." Pestilence was a disease. It is the general term for a disease or a plague. The word plague is used in verse 10. "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." And so this was a time whenever a disease, a plague, a pestilence stalked the land. Some have speculated that this psalm may have been written by David when 70,000 men died in Israel as a result of a pestilence after he had wrongly numbered the people. You'll read of that time in 1 Chronicles chapter 21. While we can only speculate in relation to the time and the circumstances, we see in this psalm that it speaks about the pestilence, particularly. It shows us how deceptive it was. Look at verse 6. It says, "The pestilence that walketh in darkness." It was as if the psalmist is describing it, doing its work in darkness. In other words, to the human eye, it couldn't be seen. And the work that it was doing couldn't be seen. It was as if it was just working in the darkness, unseen and unknown to man. People did not realize they were being infected because it was working, as it were, in darkness. It also tells us that this pestilence was deadly. In verse 7, it talks about, well, verse 6 speaks about the destruction at noonday, and verse 7 describes that destruction. "A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand." In the midst of this destruction, tens of thousands were perishing by death because of this particular pestilence and disease. Great numbers were dying. There's a little promise there at the end of verse 7, "But it shall not come nigh thee." This psalm surely is very relevant to the present time that we are living through, when COVID-19 or the coronavirus is doing its deadly work in darkness. People are infected with it, and it is a period of time before they even realize that they have been infected with it. And unfortunately, we are seeing throughout Europe and America, we believe in the Far East as well, that this pestilence, this virus, this disease has taken its tens of thousands. The Word of God has a message for every generation, for every circumstance in life. The old cliche says the Word of God is more up to date than tomorrow morning's newspapers. And so it is true. Here is a psalm that has a message for the very present circumstances that we are facing. And as such, the psalm is an encouragement to God's people. At such times we can be confident in the Lord, and at such times those that are redeemed, those who are saved, those who have been born again and delivered by the grace of God, we are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, child of God, you just pause for a moment and think about that and meditate upon that. You may have to go out of your home to do the weekly groceries, to get the essentials. You maybe go out for a little bit of daily exercise, and you can see the vast numbers all around you. And maybe they are not Christians. There's something different about you than about them. You have the Lord through this crisis. You have the Lord through this time, and He is overshadowing you. You abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, there are three great blessings to the one who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, and I want to leave them with you this morning. The first blessing that the Christian has, abiding in a time of crisis, in a time of pestilence, the first blessing we have as we abide under the shadow of the Almighty is that we enjoy communion with Him. There's a connection between the first part of the verse and the second part of the verse. They go together. The old song said, you can't have one without the other. I think it was love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. And it says, you can't have one without the other. And so it is with this verse. You can't have the second part of the verse without the first part of the verse. What is applicable in the second part of the verse is applicable because of the first part of the verse. And those that enjoy the second part of the verse have also experienced the first part of the verse. What does the first part of the verse say? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. The one that dwells in the secret place of the Lord shall also, and putting in the word also, just to give the sense, shall also abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place, or the one who abides or dwells in the secret place, is the one who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place, I believe, is primarily a reference to the most holy place. That's where the Lord said that He would meet with the high priest. That's the place where the Lord said He would dwell among Israel. That's the place where His Shekinah glory, the cloud, the smoke of His presence, dwelt over the tabernacle when the tabernacle was constructed in the wilderness. It was the place that only the high priest could go into. He would go in once a year. On the Day of Atonement, He would take the blood and He would sprinkle the mercy seat and He would intercede for Israel and confess their sins, and the Lord would meet with him and dwell with him, and He would commune with God, fellowship with Him, meet with Him, be in His presence on behalf of Israel. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can enter into that secret place. When Jesus died upon the cross, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, signifying that all believers by the blood of Christ could come nigh unto the very presence of the Lord. And there we meet with Him, child of God, on the basis of the blood of Christ shed on Calvary. You can commune with God. And I ask you, are you dwelling in the secret place? Are you taking time each day to meet with God and commune with Him on the basis of the blood of Christ? On the basis and ground of the blood, we dwell with Him. We commune with Him. We meet with Him. We pray to Him. We experience His presence. We enjoy communion with Him. In verse 1 and verse 2, there are four names of God given And they signify the God that we commune with. I want to point them out to you. I want to take a moment this morning just to look at them. They're wonderful, marvelous names of the Lord. And indeed, they show us the one we have communion with. Notice in verse 1, he is called the Most High. It's the Hebrew name Elyon, and it speaks of the possessor, the one who possesses all. He is the Most High, the possessor, the owner of heaven and earth, the one we commune with owns it all. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The silver and the gold belongs unto him. He owns the universe, the planet, the solar system. It belongs all unto him. He is the possessor of all, the Most High God. Then you'll notice in verse 1, he is called the Almighty. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The name there, the Hebrew name for God, translated Almighty, is El Shaddai. That speaks of provision. The title or name for God, the Almighty El Shaddai, it means the God who is enough. I think it was Jacob, going from memory now, who spoke about the God of Bethel. And he was El Bethel, the God of the house of God. And he went on to speak about him as being the Almighty, the God who is enough. And my friend, if you have the Lord, you have enough. You have all that you need. Because he is the one who provides for us and has promised, my God shall supply all of your needs. He's the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. He's the Almighty, El Shaddai, the God who provides and is enough for his people. Then in verse 2, you'll see the third title, I will say of the Lord, the title Lord, it's in capital letters. That means it's the Hebrew name for God, Jehovah. That speaks not of possession or provision, but of persistence. The name Jehovah, it is the title, the I am that I am. He's the unchanging, ever-existent God. He had no beginning, he has no end. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He is the God who possesses all. He is the God who provides for his people. He is the God who is persistent, never changing in his character, in his promises, in his nature. Then you'll notice in verse 2, the fourth title, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. That's the Hebrew name Elohim. It's the name that is used of God in Genesis 1 to describe the creation. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is. And that speaks not of possession or provision or persistence, but of power. He's the God of all power. He is omnipotent, the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. And isn't it interesting that as the psalmist speaks of this God that we have communion with on the basis of the blood of Christ, in the secret place coming unto him through the blood, this is the one we meet with. This is the one we trust in. This is the one who communes with us, who is our God. He's the possessor of heaven and earth, the powerful creator of all, the one who provides and the one who never changes. Thank God we don't come to one who is the God of our imagination, a God of wood or hay or stubble, an idol or an image that has no power or authority. But we enjoy communion with the God of heaven and earth and the Savior of sinners. And we enjoy this communion with him even in such times of crisis. And we enjoy it through the blood of Jesus. May you be able at this time to lay aside your fears, your worries, your concerns and your anxieties and come before the Lord and enjoy the blessing of his presence in the secret place of the Most High. Make time at home. Find a quiet place and read the Word of God and commune with Him on the basis of the blood. The second blessing I want you to see that we have when we abide under the shadow of the Almighty is not only that we enjoy communion, but we experience a covering. As I read the first part of the psalm, I see there is a twofold covering for the believer and the child of God. There's a covering that saves, and there's a covering that shadows or protects. If you look at verse 4, you will see the covering I am referring to that saves. He shall cover thee, that is the Lord, the one who is our refuge and our fortress. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. The covering that saves is the covering of his feathers or his wings. And there's an illustration or a picture given here in these words. It's the picture of a mother hen. And the mother hen who has the little brood of chicks, whenever she senses danger, she calls them to her, and the little chicks come scurrying around, and she comes down over them and covers them with her feathers and with her wings, so that the little chicks are preserved from danger, they are protected from danger, and they are saved from whatever that danger may be. The story is told many years ago in America. There was a fire raging through a particular part of the country, and it swept through a particular farm, burnt everything down in its way. And after the fire had swept through and was finished, the farmer, walking through his land, he noticed the charred carcass of one of the mother hens, and he just moved it with his foot. And out from under it came scurrying a couple of little chicks. The mother hen had protected them from the fire with her wings and with her feathers. What a wonderful picture of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I pressing the illustration too far? I think not. Because in Matthew 23, verse 37, when the Lord, having preached, or during his final public sermon in the temple, and as he viewed Jerusalem and the inhabitants thereof, he lamented with these words, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathereth her chicks, and ye would not." The Lord Jesus was saying he would gather the sinners in. And he was willing. How often would he have done it? He would have gathered them under his wings and under his feathers and saved them and protected them from the judgment that is to come for sin. He died on the cross. He took our sin. He bore our punishment. He took our wrath and our judgment, so that in him and through him and under him we would be saved from it. This is the covering of the gospel. The atonement that saves, and it's pictured by a sheltering under his wings. The psalmist spoke in many other places about trusting in the wings of the Lord. But look at verse 4 again. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. How does a sinner avail of the benefits of Christ's death and his atonement on the cross, his sacrificial work and his blood shedding? How does he place himself spiritually under the wings of the Lord and under his feathers to save his soul from judgment? The answer is given in one word there in verse 4. It's the word trust. T-R-U-S-T spells trust. Trust the Son of God I must. Not one soul shall heaven see, but through trust. My friend, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you under His wings? Are you sheltered and covered with His feathers and delivered from sin? This is a covering that saves the soul from judgment to come, and it's found only in the wings and the feathers of Christ. Have you experienced it? But then I want you to notice there's not only a covering that saves, but there's a covering that shelters. Look at verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of God, it shelters the believer. I was thinking just this past few days about a shadow. Well, shadows are a reflection. But it's a reflection of something that truly and really exists. Now, we don't get too many very warm and sunny days in this part of the world. But you will know that in the occasional warm, sunny day that we get through the months of June or July or August, and there's usually only one or two days in those months that are so sunny and hot and warm. But you'll know that when it's so hot and the sun is shining down, and you're maybe walking down the street, and maybe the man can relate to this. If you're like me and don't have any covering in the top of your head, if you're walking down the road for any length of time and the sun's beating down, you can start to feel the old head starting to burn really quite badly. And you're looking just for some shadow of a building to get in out of the direct rays of the sun. And there you see the shadow of a building, and you start to walk in the shadow, and you're covered, you're sheltered from the scorching rays of the sun. Now the shadow, it's a reflection of the building. The building is real and it exists, and it's the shadow from that building that gives you the shelter from the sun. You know, isn't that a wonderful thought? Because the Almighty is real. God truly exists. And as we go about our daily lives, He is overshadowing us. He is sheltering us from that which would do us harm or hurt us or cause us concern. You know, the shadow, whatever the shadow is of the real thing that overshadows us, it must be near us too. You have to be close to the actual thing to be overshadowed by it. And isn't there a lovely little lesson there? God is always near me. And His shadow is always protecting me. And in this psalm, the psalmist mentions things that the Almighty overshadowed him and protected him from. Look at verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. You'll not know any fear. He'll protect you from the terror by night and by the arrow that flieth by day. He protects you in verse 10 from the evil plague. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shelters and overshadows thee from the wild beast. In verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because the Lord is our God. He is the Almighty. He shadows us with His protection from the enemy. Child of God, take it to heart when you go about your business this week, restricted though it may be. Maybe some of you are still going in and out of work. You might have concerns about various things, or as you go about your daily necessities, remember this: the Lord, the Almighty, is near you, and His shadow is protecting you. And may the Lord give you peace of mind and heart to know your walkingness in this world in the shadow of the Lord. When we abide under the shadow of the Lord, we enjoy communion with God. We experience a covering from the Lord. But finally, this morning, I want you to notice we can expect compassion from the Lord. Under the shadow of the Almighty, we experience the love of our God. And we can expect that compassion to be bestowed upon us and to be experienced by us. Look at verse 14 of Psalm 91. Listen to these words, and I let them overwhelm your heart. Because he hath set his love upon me. Isn't that wonderful? Every believer in Christ can utter those words. He, that's the Almighty, the possessor of heaven and earth, the one who provides all things, the one who is the Almighty God, the one who never changes. He is Jehovah. He has set his love. His love is an endless love. It's a boundless love. It's an immeasurable love. The length, the breadth, the height, the depth, we can't comprehend it. He has set his love upon me. Me, born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Me, a rebel going astray from my earliest days. Me, a stranger to grace and to God. Me, who deserved the wrath of God in this life and in the world to come. Me, a sinner who rejected him many, many times. Before he broke me in repentance and brought me to faith in Christ, he has set his love on me. Isn't that amazing? Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, flowing like a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. May the love of God flood and fill your heart at this time. Do you know when the Lord sets his love upon you, he'll do a number of things for you. Let's just notice them, because they're laid out in these verses. The final couple of verses of the psalm, I'll just mention them in passing. But when the Lord sets his love upon you, he does a number of things for you. In verse 14, he delivers you. Because he has set his love upon me, then the Lord speaks, therefore will I deliver him. He delivers his people. He uplifts his people. I will set him on high. Didn't Paul say in Ephesians chapter 1, he hath made us to dwell in heavenly places in Christ? He delivers our soul. He sets us in heavenly places. He reveals himself to us because he hath known my name. There's three things in verse 14 that God does for every sinner that he saves because he loves it. He delivers him. He uplifts him. He reveals himself. But there's more in verse 15. He answers his prayers. He shall call on me and I will answer him. He answers our prayers. Verse 15 again. He abides with us. I will be with him. Even in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. My friend, you're in trouble at this moment in time. Maybe you're sick. Maybe there's some other difficulty during this crisis that you're facing. He will be with you even in your trouble. He answers prayer. He abides with us. And then look at verse 15. And honor him. He honors us. Them that honor me, God said, I will honor him. Verse 16, he satisfies us with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Oh, what love, what boundless love. Under the shadow of the Almighty, we enjoy communion with Him. We meet with God. Under the shadow of the Almighty, we experience a covering of salvation and a covering of shelter to protect us. And under the shadow of the Almighty, we experience and can expect the compassion and love of the Lord to our souls. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Child of God, redeemed by blood, you're under the shadow of the Almighty. And may that give you faith, confidence, hope in the Lord.